Swagger on a hundred.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Kofsky, aka Kid Magnet. So I'm just testing some things out today. Kind of wanted to get into it a little bit. Just gonna read random things that will make you into a genius. Starting out with number one, there used to be competitive art in the Olympics. It says between 1912 and 1948, the Olympic Games awarded medals in sculpting, music, painting, and architecture, according to the Smithsonian Magazine. After a heated debate in the post-war years, the competitions were scrapped. John Copley of Britain, hope I said your name right, won the first and final medals at 73. He would be the oldest medalist in Olympic history if his silver award for his 1948 engraving called Polo Players was still counted. And for more trivia that's hard to believe, go check out 50 absurd facts that sound like they're made up. It's pretty incredible, being as a musician myself and my wife being really big into art and stuff. We could have been in the Olympics. It's not fair to the world that they didn't get to enjoy it. But anyway, there's plenty of time. You're getting to enjoy our music now. So, number two. A chef's hat has exactly 100 pleats. I'm not big on what a pleat is, but it sounds chef-y. Bon Appetit magazine brings us this tasty little tidbit. A chef's tall hat, officially known as the taupe, is traditionally made with 100 pleats, meant to represent the 100 ways to cook an egg. I'll be honest, I didn't know there was 100 ways that you could cook an egg. I didn't know there was 100 ways that you could cook a lot of stuff, because usually I just throw it in the microwave or put it in a pan, put some seasoning on something, and eat it. That's the whole point of this, learning facts, learning weird things about the world. Another fun fact, number three, OMG, the acronym, can be traced all the way back to 1917. That's right, I said 1917. One of the earliest uses, perhaps the earliest use of OMG, appeared in a letter to the then member of the parliament, as the Atlantic reports. In 1917, British Navy Admiral John Arbuthnot Fisher, we're just going to go with John Fisher, wrote to Winston Churchill about rumors of new titles that would soon be bestowed. I hear that a new order of knighthood is on the tapis. He wrote, quote, OMG, oh my God, shower it on the admiralty, unquote. OMG indeed. And if you're looking for a way to kill some time, just read 35 fascinating fast facts for when you're bored. Some cats are actually allergic to humans. This is number four. Though it's uncommon, since humans bathe more than your typical animal and don't shed as much hair or skin, some animals can still actually be allergic to humans, according to the popular science. However, it's more often because of the perfume or the cologne we wear or the soap we use, because they like to lick us and sniff all the time. Number five, the majority of your brain is just plain old fat. So if you eat healthy, you won't have a fat brain. Literally what it says. I don't believe that. But you never know. It says you can literally call someone a fathead and it's still unkind. Didn't really give us much into it other than your brain's just made up with fat. I guess it's to protect all the nerve endings. Yeah. Anyway. Number six. Oranges aren't naturally occurring fruits. Oranges may be an iconic fruit, but they are not a naturally occurring one. The Telegraph points out, in fact, oranges are a hybrid of tangerines and pomelos, also known as Chinese grapefruit, and they are originally green, not, well, orange, and then the Americans just named them oranges because we couldn't come up with a name for it. So technically an orange isn't even a real fruit. They are subtropical fruit, but now they exist in the more temperate climates. They lose their chlorophyll-induced green and become more familiar color when the weather warms up. So they do come out green when they're first kind of blooming, I guess you could say, but then they do turn orange after a while. Number 7, high heels were actually originally worn by men. I actually knew this one from my literature class back when I was in school. I believe it was the Shakespearean time in Europe. They actually used to wear high heels to make themselves taller and seem more empowered. In the 10th century, men in Europe adopted the now gendered fashion choice of heels to make it easier to ride their horses. Oh, there you go. Adding heels to their boots made it easier to stay on the stirrups. As Slate explains, the Persian cavalry wore inch-high heels, and a trend spread to Europe. Since they showed that their wearer owned and maintained horses, high heels became associated with upper class. And now women wear them to try to show that they are super upper class. Either that, or they just wear them just to try to be fancy. At least the men wore just the 1-inch heels. Anything over like 3 inches, I can't imagine people trying to walk around. I just can't believe. I can't imagine somebody trying to walk around in 1 inch. But I mean, I guess we do have the platforms on our shoes lifted a little bit, so we're not sitting right on the ground. Number 8, stop signs used to be yellow. In 1922, the American Association of State Highway Officials met to determine a standard design for stop signs, and that's where they decided on the color, yellow. Yes, according to the Business Insider, stop signs were yellow because they thought that they could grab drivers' attention. They'd also considered red, but there was no dye available at the time that would eventually fade. But in 1954, however, sign makers had access to a fade-resistant porcelain enamel and could finally start making stop signs the red color we all recognize today. So if you're having a rough day, just remember, yellow used to mean stop. I guess now we have the orange-ish yellow light. Used to be green, straight to yellow. Now it's green, yellow to kind of let you know to slow down. So a lot of people don't know that that's what that means. It's a caution. It's a caution light. Yellow is just caution telling you that eventually it's going to turn red. That does not mean slam on your brakes at the last second. In other news, my cat is running around chasing her shadow on the floor, in case anybody was wondering. Number 9. There was a successful Tinder match in Antarctica in 2014. Yes, in Antarctica, home of the freezing ants. The dating app is popular across the globe, but it didn't have a connection in the last inhabited continent until 2014, when a pair of research scientists, a man working at Antarctica's McMurdo Station, and a woman camping a 45-minute helicopter ride away, found out that they had a match. And for more content delivered straight to your inbox, sign up for the daily newsletter. And here we go. Number 10. Amelia Earhart and Eleanor Roosevelt once went on a joyride. In 1933, Eleanor Roosevelt and Amelia Earhart ditched a fancy dinner in Washington, D.C., hopped aboard into a Eastern Air Transport Curtiss Condor for a quick trip to Baltimore and back. Earhart, who was wearing a white silk gown, piloted the plane for most of the flight. And there you have it, a female pilot. For anybody who tries to say we don't have equality, a female pilot flew around to Baltimore with a man sitting in co-pilot, doing whatever she says. Good job, Gizmo. I went quiet for a second because I'm watching my cat attack whatever she's after. I don't know what she's after. So, but there you have it, folks. That's 10 random facts of the day. We're going to get back to just kind of chilling and see what we can do. You guys have a great day. Thank you. Peace out.
Swagger on 100.